This is probably one of the dumbest ideas I've ever gotten, because, like, Zeller is turning into Target, which is pretty much just...
That's a dumb idea in itself.
I don't know what Zeller's is.
It's like Target. That's why Target bought them.
it's the famous...
They make up silly names for you know, regular places, like Starbucks is called...
Tim Hortons.
No, Tim Hortons is Tim Hortons. It's like Tim Hortons in Manhattan. Tim Hortons is inferior. They're in the United States, and they don't even know how to fucking make, like, a sandwich here.
It's because they learned it from the best in Canada.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, what was the girl's name that won the contest?
Oh, for Tammy. Tammy.
Can I give her a quick call?
Yeah, go for it.
Are you going to apologize?
No.
Jen's a big liar, by the way. She's still sitting there.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Jen.
I think she just clicked over. And
she clicked back over. She's got a new band in her life.
You've scared her off.
Did you manage to get a hold of Samantha, by the way?
I've messaged Samantha, and she's not replying to me. I'll try again here.
Call her cell.
Productive. Yeah, I got to look up her cell number.
I finally met Samantha, so I've unlocked the achievement.
I can't believe Samantha made it.
Hello.
Hi, is this, what was her name again?
Tammy,
this is Emmanuel again.
Yes?
Listen, we were on the air earlier, and I don't appreciate your language and your attitude toward me. I run this conference, and I could literally have you tracked down and have you thrown out of this hotel. So I don't appreciate you treating me that way on the air in front of all these people.
Emmanuel, you called me a crazy bitch.
No, you're the one that was using the bad language, and it hurt my feelings, and I pissed off, and I don't need this shit, you know? I put a lot of work into putting this conference on for all these people, and you treat me like garbage. So, no, you're not getting the $500.
That's okay. You don't even sound like Emmanuel, though.
Oh, crap.
Tammy, why do you scan random barcodes?
Tammy, the guy that you can't hear wants to ask you a question.
Okay.
Tammy, why do you scan random barcodes and then call 8 times?
Can I be 100% honest with you?
Do it.
What?
Wait, what?
She wants to be 100% honest.
Please, be 100% honest, Tammy.
For once in her life.
Okay, so I'm at Hope, not because I'm the techie, but my boyfriend's a software developer, so obviously...
Wait. Say you're...
Does he know computer security level 2 or something?
You're not a Trekkie, but you come to Hope anyway?
No, I'm not. Oh my god. Yes, exactly. I'm not a Trekkie. No, I'm just saying that, like, maybe I would scan barcodes and other people wouldn't. Even my boyfriend was like, that seems too easy, so I'm sorry. You got to make fun of me on the air. Are you happy?
Your cellular phone provider is awful. You need to get a refund.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I got it shoved down her throat. I'm sorry Daddy fucked her when she was little, but there's no reason to deep throat a cell phone.
You don't need to...
Are you quite done?
We're sorry, Tammy. I want to assure you that the people at Radio Statler aren't responsible for this. I'm calling from Oregon. So don't go in there and kill them.
Okay.
Go no, but you can go in there and collect your subscription of 2,600.
Yeah, you get free issues of 2,600.
Nice plug.
You win the prize.
Ding ding.
Yeah. Okay.
Tammy, go to the top floor, 18th floor, when you're there tomorrow, and let them know that you were the one who managed to win the top prize, and you've won a lifetime subscription to 2,600.
And then jump off of the top floor.
I'll do just that. Thank you very much.
Tammy, don't be angry.
Do I sound angry? I'm actually somewhat amused.
Good.
Wow. If that's how you sound amused, I can't imagine when you're angry.
I think we've all learned an important lesson about scanning random barcodes and trusting that they are what they say they are.
Yes, I have learned an important lesson, and I'm not upset, and you've gotten to make fun of me, and I fell into your whatever, and that's what I get.
Thank you for being such a good sport.
As if, whatever.
Best after being such a good sport, you win a lifetime subscription to 2,600.
Tammy, if you go to phonelosers.org, I'll give you a free PLA book. For real.
I'm really scared to go to any website or anything you direct me to, because I feel like I already fucked up by scanning your barcode.
Well, I'll get your information from the barcode scan.
Because he didn't want to do it with the pinfall.
Timmy, Brad is actually being for real. He will actually give you a book if you actually go on the website. It's totally legitimate.
What is the website?
Phonelosers.org.
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 Yes.
You don't have to be a Trekkie to go there.
I didn't say Trekkie, guys. I said tech.
I know. Oh, I know. Okay. I'm being a jerk.
All right.
And the book is a fun read, so you'll enjoy it.
Okay.
And Brad will sign it too.
Uh-huh. I'll draw you a picture in the on it.
He'll give you free stickers.
Okay.
And free
and let him know that what's his face? Whose referral we're using for this one?
Referral?
Yeah, is it Captain Crunch or are we supposed to? Oh, it's Kevin. Let him know that Kevin Mitnick sent you. Okay. When you
Kevin Mitnick.
Yeah, let Brad know it's Kevin Mitnick that sent you, and just make sure that you identify your phone number because we actually have that, right? So no one else has that number.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, like, maybe at the end of this, everybody's going to have my phone number.
No, we're not jerks that way.
Yeah, we're jerks in other ways, but not that way.
But you guys told me that you were, like, making fun of, like, being, like, fucked by my daddy. Like, I mean, you guys just kind of saying, like, disseminate.
That's laugh track bad. He just kind of goes off the rails.
Yeah, that's actually a soundboard with sound clips loaded into it.
Yeah, he's a robot, actually.
You would never tell all the listeners of Radio Statler that your phone number is 202.
Hey, shut up, Brad.
Sorry.
I am a robot.
but Tammy, seriously, go on phonelosers.org, email Brad, let him know your first five digits of your phone number, if anything, and then he'll send you a book and he'll sign it.
We'll hook you up. Have a wonderful night, Tammy.
You guys too. Enjoy drinking.
We will. Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Have a fun weekend.
I will. I'm at home.
Bye.
Okay, so that was probably like the most like.
I think that it ended happily for all concerned, and
because I want to write a fucking blog entry about this.
I might only get 5 to 10 demerits over this.
We go missing.
Is Emmanuel going to be like chasing you down for this shit, or what's going to happen with this?
I think I'm going to get.
I don't think we have any
clobbered over the head
anyway,
with.
So.
Well, that's true. I don't think anyone's actually listening.
Everyone's
to us anyway.
Turned it off.
No, Brad. But Brad's making a recording though.
Yeah, -10 for Crypto.
There's 23 live listeners on Cacti right now, and according to your video, there's 24 on the video, and then there's more on your shoutcast.
So altogether, that's like 17 listeners, yes.
Brad, have you tracked down... oh, it's Roxy! Holy shit,
hey.
Roxy!
Holy crap.
Hello, can you hear me?
Roxy, it's A-Freak.
Roxy.
Oh, you can't hear me.
Roxy,
I'm glad
you
called Radio Statler to work out your technical issues. Good job.
Roxy, it's A-Freak. How are you? She didn't hear me.
We could hear you before, Roxy.
God damn it, Roxy.
The one Canadian that knows her, besides Samantha, but she's from Toronto, so I don't know if that counts as Canada.
Is your last name Horror?
She's like half Canadian.
Yeah, maybe that might be fair.
Hello?
Yep. Hi, Roxy.
Hi.
Can't hear you still, though.
Roxy, barely. Can you hear me? It's A-Freak.
Roxy, dear, you are very low.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Roxy.
Is that better?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yes.
Is that better?
Yeah. That's much better.
Yes.
Okay.
Is that too loud?
No, that's great.
That's perfect.
Okay.
I'm really drunk.
Okay, so I heard Jen was on here. Did I miss her?
Yes.
Miss Jen.
Oh, no.
You're stuck
with
us.
I don't know if I want to talk to you guys.
What? You don't want to talk to A-Freak?
I do.
He doesn't speak
Roxy.
Canadian.
Am I going to see you at DEF CON?
No, I won't be there this year.
Are you going to DEF CON, Roxy?
Huh?
Are you really going to DEF CON?
Yeah, I'm the only one going.
No, I'm not going this year.
It's been canceled.
There will be other people.
It's canceled.
There's not going to be 10,000 people this year. It's just going to be Roxy.
Bankruptcy.
It's going to be Dark Tangent.
I just got the tickets.
I just got handed a cease and desist from Dark Tangent. We can't mention his name anymore.
What?
It's just been handled.
Now on, he will be known as Light Tangent.
Also got a cease and desist from Emmanuel, and you're not allowed to talk about DEF CON.
Oh.
You know
what's way more fun is actually it's DEF CON. But oh wait, I shouldn't say that at Radio Statler.
Well, that's because you can gamble with your life.
Well, actually, you know, I was able to drink in Radio Statler, so maybe there is some things to be.
Have we enlightened you? Have the scales
no
fallen
at
from
DEF
your
CON.
Eyes?
Oh yeah,
no,
I was completely sober all of DEF CON last year.
Water.
It's kind of actually interesting if you look where A-Freak set his bottle. So, on the piece of paper.
Aww.
So, what's Roxy. The
oh. You guys are all together, and Roxy, I'm this is, stuck here.
Roxy, we have not spoken in far too long. This is Rob T. Firefly. How are you?
Oh, I love you.
No, you.
I remember that song you made for me.
Yes.
Sing it.
That was the best.
It wasn't a song as beatbox such. It was a poem.
Beatbox.
The chorus one, get out, we will burn you down.
That was the poem.
No,
you.
Rob, can you sing that for me again?
I cannot sing that for you.
I'll beatbox here.
I think we just broke a freak.
No, that was an asthma attack.
Morning, I was on the phone.
I'm beatboxing. Sorry, Roxy.
Do you guys know if Jen's going to DEF CON?
We can always call her back in and ask her. Oh, she
yeah, please. I almost made out with her last year.
What? I didn't get to see this?
The things we miss.
No, Jen said on Facebook like a week or two ago that she wasn't going to DEF CON, which sucks.
Can't hear you.
Be like two people at DEF CON.
Can't hear you.
Can't hear you.
I said Jen said on Facebook like maybe a week or two ago that she wasn't going to DEF CON.
Well, that's such a downer.
Brad?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there won't be very many PLA people, which makes me sad, because I'm going to be there.
But DEF CON...
It's the one year that I have no problem with going, and the year that I had trouble, and I had to suffer on a Greyhound bus, everyone went.
But, Roxy, we got to meet, so it was cool.
This is what happens. You should have come to Hope.
Well, I had a chance to go to Hope, but then I couldn't take the time off, and... I wasn't apparently supposed to be in New York by myself. Because it's dangerous.
Oh, yeah. Extremely dangerous.
Midtown Manhattan is so dangerous.
Midtown Manhattan is all Disney now. It's Disney.
How about,
in bootleg Elmo
costumes. I was scared shitless when I was there.
When I was offered the opportunity, it was just way too late. So next year, I'm getting better at saving money, so... Maybe next year I can go.
Hey, Brad, can we call another 7-Eleven?
Hope next year.
Sure.
It's every 2 years.
Let's call another 7-Eleven.
The next one will be in 20.
Roxy's awesome and all, but...
Oh, guys, Brad, did you get my idea that I sent to you about 7-Eleven?
7-Eleven. What would we do with 7-Eleven?
Ideas are so fun.
I left you a voicemail on July 11th about Free Slurpee Day.
at 3:58 p.m.
And that we should call... We should call and tell them that it's been extended, but it's too late. It's like the 13th.
Did they do free Slurpees?
In honor of International Diabetes Week.
Yeah, they do free Slurpees in Canada. They do it in Canada.
We should call and say we're from corporate.
No, seriously. No, the headquarters for 7-Eleven in all of North America is actually in Vancouver.
Okay, so they do the free Slurpee thing
in Canada, in Canada.
They do it everywhere. Well,
yeah. Okay,
Canadians get free Slurpees.
July
11th. Winnipeg, Manitoba is also the home of. It's like apparently has like the world record for most Slurpees consumed.
For most diabetes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's mostly like
you can tell because
diabetics.
They tested the sewage.
No, but they honestly do have. They extended it to a week in honor of International Diabetes Week.
No, I have an even better idea to add on top of that idea, if we ask them, okay, today is the 13th, and we forgot to call you yesterday to tell you it's been extended, but you should have gotten the memo. Did you get the memo? You didn't? You're going to have to close down.
No. You should just tell them to turn off the slurping machine so it fucks it off.
No, turn off the breakers in the back to make sure the slurping machine goes.
Just, if you haven't...
I repeat, the slurping machines have been infected. Shut down everything.
Set fire to the gas pumps to eliminate the virus.
The virus is airborne.
We should make them give away free Slurpees for another week.
Just make sure we're going to stay on the phone.
And Brad? Make sure you're giving away free Slurpees.
Brad, go for the one that... Can you find the one that's in Vancouver on Dunsmuir Street?
On what street?
Dunsmuir. D-U-N-M-U-I-R. It's like D-U-N-S-M-U-I-R.
That's not even
And
a word.
Ask if they put the P into Slurpee.
You can't just make up terrible new words.
I fucking go on this street every fucking day.
I don't think you
Did
do.
You say
I think
you're playing Seymour playing Street?
No. Seymour would be fine. That's the right location.
Yeah, Seymour.
Okay.
It intersects with Dunsmuir.
Then who's going to explain all this to them?
Roxy will, actually.
Yeah.
He's got an idea.
Okay.
So it's on Dunsmuir and Seymour, by the way.
Okay.
Hello, 7-Eleven. Can I help you?
Hi, this is Stacy. I'm from the corporate office. How are you?
Good.
Good. I'm working the night shift here, and I'm noticing in my notes here it says you have not been notified about the free Slurpee Day extension.
Free Slurpee?
We've been monitoring the cash register purchases, and it appears on our dot matrix here that you have not been giving away Slurpees for free. You're still charging people for Slurpees despite the extension.
But we don't have any notice here because the free Slurpee is July 11th only.
Right, but we actually extended it for a few more days for Diabetes Association.
Our manager don't tell me like that.
Well, that's...
Yeah,
that's pretty bad because...
The big bosses and the manager, they don't also tell like that.
The big boss?
Yeah, like...
But I'm the big boss. I'm in corporate.
So I don't know.
I need you to give away a Slurpee right now.
Because we are... Listen to our manager, right?
What's your name?
My name is Jeff.
Jeff?
Jeff. J-A-F.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to write... What's your last... Wait. Oh, I see you in here. Never mind. I see your name. Okay, so you're an actual employee of 7-Eleven, or are you just the guy that...
No, I am an employee, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want you to start giving away Slurpees right now while I'm on the phone, or we're going to have you fired.
No, we can't. You can call the manager if you... No, we can't do like that. Because our manager don't give any notice.
Okay, I need his phone number then.
No, we don't give to... This one too.
You don't. I'm in corporate though.
I give you a store number, and if you want to complain, then okay.
No, I'm not complaining. I'm actually from corporate.
Because that's
people complain to me.
Because that's not allowed to give anybody phone number on that.
Yeah, but you just told me I can talk to the big boss if I want to.
No, you can.
Can you call him right now?
Because right now he's not available.
But this is a Slurpee emergency.
You can talk tomorrow, 7 a.m.
But then it will be 7:14.
That's okay.
No, it's not. I don't think you believe me. I'm going to write your name down.
He hung up.
Yeah.
Okay.
You did really good, Roxy. It's just...
He's getting fired.
Yeah, smart.
All he does is manager.
I think he's still on the phone, actually, Brad. I thought he hung up.
Big boss.
Oh, hey, sir.
Uh-oh. He's still ringing purchases through.
Shit. We're in trouble now.
Uh-oh. Brad, hang up. We're gonna get the RCMP app for us.
Abort.
The trace is
in progress.
Hey, Brad,
can you call him? Brad,
they've gotten past
they've got us locked in.
Brad, can you call him back? Because I know the bar on top of the 7-Eleven there.
SK.
And I want to actually tell him that they're making too much noise down there.
Guy. He's so serious.
Okay, guys, shut up.
Tell them you're from corporate and you're going to fire him.
No, I got a better idea.
Just let me know if you need dot matrix.
Okay. Actually, put on, like, clapping. Like, really lightly.
Throughout the entire thing?
Yeah, really lightly.
Sounds like rustling around inside a parachute pants.
Everybody should clap right now.
I'm 7-Eleven.
Hey there, are you the 7-Eleven on Seymour and Dunsmuir?
Sorry?
Are you the 7-Eleven on Seymour and Dunsmuir?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just on the Railway Club upstairs, and you guys are making too much noise.
Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, you, one of your customers, he keeps coming in, and he keeps setting off the door alarm. Oh, he hung up.
Aww.
Yeah,
I think my favorite bar is above him. That was a really bad option for... that guy is not gullible or dumb enough.
He's
actually kind of smart.
Smart guy.
Yeah, he realized the 7-Eleven would be making more noise than a bar, I guess.
I hate going to 7-Eleven when there's a...
I think he
bar
just hates picking up the phone and just says, manager, morning.
What if he's listening in right now? Up.
He is doing everything right, so we are having test cases which are educating us all, I think. This is how you run a 7-Eleven.
We should give this information to 7-Eleven.
No, the hamburgers will look like
that.
We should
call him back and tell him he's getting a raise.
Hire people.
Matt, I think Matt should handle that part if he should tell him he's getting a raise.
Rob Firefly, do you think we should call the front desk of Hotel Pennsylvania and get some, try and get some customer data?
I think if we did that, my my career might be numbered.
Okay, we'll do that after we after the show's over.
Oh, I'm so glad you guys don't mess with my company.
What's your company, Roxy?
I'm so glad I haven't told
anyone. Roxy, you were for one of the major mobile carriers, I think I remember last time, right?
Is it Sprint?
No.
Is it US Cellular?
Oh, sure, yeah, Sprint. Definitely. Definitely Sprint.
I know exactly who you work for, and I can assure you that I do plenty to them.
Is it Nextel?
Roxy works for Nextel. She developed the beep beep.
What's the microwave thing? Who is that?
That the microwave? That's that box in the kitchen that makes your food hot.
Yeah.
No, the microwave phone
thing. Why would you want to... Brad, do you still have any of those numbers for Geek Squad?
Oh, no. We don't have any of those. Oh, I remember who we prank called this week. We called the New Wave Oven and the Abra customers.
Oh, yeah. Abra.
So, do you guys remember the George Foreman grill and the George... What's his name? Gary Coleman grill?
Yeah.
Let me call.
It was just a smaller version of it.
Yeah. Oh, no, really. It only made slider burgers.
Roxy, we missed you doing a show.
It was voice activated, but they never could understand what the hell you were saying. What you talking about?
We should definitely call Walmart, or you know what we should do is the Walmart insult game.
Why don't you explain the Walmart insult game for the benefit of our listeners?
The Walmart insult game is when you get together a few different people on the phone, mm-hmm. and you each are competing against each other. And so if it was my turn, we would be calling Walmart, and the lady would pick up, and you would give her an insult, followed by asking for another department. So you would say, and you would say it casually. You would say,
Brett,
you know.
Can you get to Walmart and Mary's? Hey, go on, Roxy.
And anyway, you would say it casually, like, I can't think of an insult right now. Hey, shit, like, hey, shit eater, can I have house rules, please?
Brad,
can you get eater? See how many, you count how many departments you get through before somebody just refuses to transfer you,
I
and the person
target.
That gets the most
I got a perfect
wins.
Target. Brad, can you get the...
Is it in Vancouver?
No. It's in Marysville, Washington. Can you get the Walmart there?
Sure. I kind of want to veto this idea because it never works at night because all the departments are closed.
No, because it's only 9 o'clock and it should be late enough that you should be able to get something in electronics at least. So,
did you say Marysville? Where?
Marysville, Washington.
Oh, okay.
No, it's actually 10:30 over there.
Well, I should know what time it is over there.
It's tool time.
He knows everything about that area.
Yeah, I've gone to that Marysville Walmart like a billion times, so it should be somebody there.
Well, if you just...
That's a lot
of times. You just... I mean, electronics is always open, right?
Thank you for calling the Walmart Vision Center.
Oh, who goes first?
Wait. No. Vision Center's not going to be open. Let me try.
No. Let Matt Hillock go first. He's the best.
All right, Matt. You get to go first.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, Matt, you've been so quiet.
He is the best at this game.
I'm too drunk to actually be able to pull this off.
Oh, uh-huh. Matt does better when he's drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, get the shakes go away, kid.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Get her in there.
Yep.
Rub some oil on it.
Sliver up.
On.
If I was a cheese, I'd be cheddar.
Cheddar, please.
I'm on the radio. Cheddar, yes. I'm gonna be smooth like cheddar.
No answer.
All right.
I guess they're closed.
Call another Walmart. Call Walmart in Hawaii if they exist.
Hey, Jordan Minerly, who is known as Vixen, she just said hello to me on Facebook and said she's missing out. And tell all those cool cats I said, what's up?
What's up?
What's up, dog?
What's up?
Aw, what's up, Jordan?
Brad, are there any Walmarts in Hawaii? I don't know America all that well.
Yes, I heard.
Yes,
Vixen
there
was
are.
About to reproduce again, yeah. So best wishes, Vixen.
Here, let me.
They kind of hate us there.
Let me talk to 7-Eleven in Vancouver, and then as soon as I get transferred, assuming it works, you guys talk.
You said that. How are you?
Where is the 7-Eleven?
In the 7-Eleven.
You just trust me.
Brad, what's the address?
Alma Street.
Oh, that's way out there.
7-Eleven.
Hi, this is Kevin from the corporate office with 7-Eleven. I'm calling.
Sorry?
This is Kevin from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Yeah?
I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
Yeah.
Okay, I just need to talk to a customer here real quick, and we'll do the survey.
Any customer?
Yeah, any customer. We're just going to do a quick survey, and then they get a free Slurpee.
Oh, okay.
And like eight or someone. Here you go.
Free case of beer.
Ready, set.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name, sir?
It's Jesse.
Jesse. All right, Jesse. And where are you from originally? Are you from Vancouver?
Yes, Vancouver.
Are you a UBC student, or what are you doing?
No, I'm self-employed.
Self-employed. What do you do?
Loser.
Who are you?
I'm actually Kevin from. I'm from corporate. I'm corporate 7-Eleven.
Okay.
Yeah, we're doing a free survey, and at the end of the survey, you get a free Slurpee.
And a free six pack of beer, by the way.
And cigarettes.
No, you're lying.
Why would we?
You're lying. You're lying.
No.
I don't get a free.
No, I'm sorry. I got my American colleagues. They don't know that the Americans, the Canadian 7-Eleven.
We don't get beer.
Exactly. Yeah, it's bullshit. You know the fucking BCLB, right? But anyway, I have a couple questions for you about the 7-Eleven.
Sure.
You're the one on Alma, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Great. So you said you're self-employed. How often do you go to 7-Eleven?
Probably like every second day.
Every second. Right. What do you usually get at 7-Eleven? Do you get milk, pop? What do you get?
I usually get a Slurpee.
Slurpee. Bullshit. What's your Brad, will you please be quiet for a moment, please?
Sorry.
Okay. Sorry, my colleague here, he's new to the job, and we got him off of out of prison. So let's just ignore him for the moment. He's just listening in. He doesn't know how to turn his mic off.
Intentionally.
Anyway. In the end of the survey, I just basically, we're going to get a free Slurpee. The person at the counter will be able to help you with this part here. But anyway,
okay.
The question I have for you is, what is your favorite flavor?
Cream soda.
Cream soda. Why is cream soda your favorite flavor?
Because it's just somehow it did taste good.
Okay, so 7-Eleven is making a new initiative. We're going to actually introduce savory flavors to our Slurpees. Have you ever actually thought about savory flavors in Slurpees before?
No, I'm not really a salty kind of guy. I'm more of a sweet kind of guy.
Okay, well, yeah, I understand that, but I'm going to throw a couple of flavors at you, and I'm just going to see if you actually like these ideas, and maybe just see what you kind of jive with this. What would you think about what do you think about a nacho cheese flavored Slurpee?
That's disgusting.
You know what? I have to admit, I'm really glad you said that. I thought it was all right at first, but after
my wife would like that, but I wouldn't.
Is your wife pregnant?
No, but she would probably like that.
Oh, okay, it's just a weird question, because my wife thought the same thing, and she's like 9 months pregnant right now. But anyway, the nacho flat cheese was one of the flavors that we were testing down at our facility in Burnaby, but the other idea we actually had was cayenne pepper with Tabasco, and it sounds weird, but it was actually this weird flavor that sounded a little bit like Guinness. You're familiar with Guinness, obviously, right?
Yeah.
We called it cha-cha-cha, and it was like the weirdest. It was brought in by our Mexican equivalent, and they actually have it in the Mexican 7-Eleven, so we've been thinking about bringing it up. What would you think about that? Tabasco sauce?
Probably not. I'm not too adventurous.
Yeah, probably adventurous. Just
pretty, I'm like the Coke and cream soda and like the odd root. If you guys ever have root beer, I like root beer, Dr. Pepper, that kind of stuff.
Yay.
Brad, will you please be quiet for a moment? We promote a very... relaxed atmosphere. Okay, we're West Coast, man. Come on. So anyway, my colleague Brad here is actually from the Mexican office, and he's actually a big fan of the Guinness and the Guinness and Tabasco flavored Slurpee. But the thing is that we're actually doing is we're trying to go for these ethnic flavors that we have from other countries. Like we actually have a teriyaki Slurpee in Japan because it sounds really strange, doesn't it? Hey. But we actually have a teriyaki flavored Slurpee, and the Japanese guys love it. And plus they own us, right? The Japanese 7-Eleven bought 7-Eleven North America, and now they own us. What would you think of teriyaki? That's a bit sweet, right? You've had teriyaki beef.
Yeah, I'd probably have too much. I don't know. I'd say my connotation with cheap Chinese food or cheap Japanese food, so I'd be probably teriyaki. I'd probably not be into it.
What if we added a bit of sweetness to it and called it bukkake? Bukkake Slurpee. What do you think about that?
What kind of Slurpee?
Bukkake Slurpee. Have you heard of bukkake before?
No, I haven't. I might. You know what? I'm willing to try anything. Like if it's up, if it's